lot of the risk management back in 2000 really revolved around what I would call traditional chief financial officer and financial management functions. So that would be really focusing on internal controls financially, particularly because the field operations were so big and there was a lot of financial risk with new employees who were using federal charge cards in different places around the country. There was a lot of purchasing going on. So internal controls was really the focus. Human resources management, risk management was the focus because when you hire 800,000 employees as temporary employees, but you still have to worry about EEO and about hiring and treating people fairly and all the government rules, you really need to think about risk management in that arena as well. So that was a lot of the focus. There was focus on operational risk, but it was very narrowly focused within program areas. The difference now with enterprise risk management is taking a much more holistic approach. So the CIO and the CFO are integral parts of risk management, but we're really involving at the executive level, the leadership of the Census Bureau looking across all program lines to see risks. So while the 2020 census is also a very big risk, we're looking at the economic census, which rolls around every 5 years. So the next one's in 2017, plus all of the other things.
So back in 2000, the big risks, I know I'm simplifying, the big risks were charge cards or temporary employees who might not have been happy with their treatment. Are those the same risks that you see now through this new lens of enterprise risk management?
So those are still risks, but they're not the only risks. So the difference is really looking at the entire environment. So what you want to do is think about the things that cross program areas. You need to look at risks, and what we're doing is identifying them at sort of the levels of the organization that are closest to the operations. So everyday rank and file employees working on identifying risks that they see. But what we have in place is more of a multidimensional portfolio management type of system so that you can, as those start to roll up and they're in an integrated system, you can start to see where common risks are. So you get this bottom-up approach, and you can really see different vulnerabilities across the organization and outside of the organization that may be common across all the programs. At the same time, by having the top leadership engaged, you have a top-down approach to really identifying and monitoring some of the strategic and environmental risks that maybe somebody working on a single program wouldn't see. So you get the benefit of top-down and bottom-up, which is a much more integrated multidimensional look at risk management than you would get otherwise.
Communication obviously is a really important tool. What else have you found to be critical to this?
The key to successful enterprise risk management really lies in the culture of the organization. Culture change is probably one of the biggest elements of successful risk management, and I can't emphasize that enough. It is really not enough to tell people to manage risks. It's not enough to give them templates, and it's not enough just to give them tools. This has to really be the way people manage and the way that they work together. In order to do that successfully, you have to have the right system of incentives in place for people. For me, as the COO, my biggest problem is getting information. I tell people this all the time, that by the time information gets to me, it has been so filtered, and a lot of that is filtered through people's fear of being the bearer of bad news, that a lot of risks wouldn't get to me. I don't find out what's going wrong. People only want to tell me the good news story. That is really bad from a risk management standpoint. I want to know when people are having problems because I want to address them, help them address them before they become a crisis. And getting people to understand that it's their job to elevate that information, that they won't be punished, that they don't have to solve everything by themselves, is a huge culture change. Because people are used to, you know, if I say something's wrong with my program, I'm going to get punished, as opposed to this is the right behavior and people will help me solve this problem. So that's really the biggest challenge. And getting people to understand that is actually the hardest part of enterprise risk management.
We're speaking with Nancy Potok, and she's the Chief Operating Officer of the Census Bureau. Now, we don't have time to get into the whole story, but just to make it short, I know that there was a crisis, if you will, in terms of risk management at the Census Bureau. When you were not there, you had taken a break, and then you later came back. That was in 2008. Do you still see lasting signs of that crisis? And if so, how do they linger on? And are there any positive lessons that linger?
The lessons that linger are people really having behaviors where they are afraid of the punishment aspect of things going wrong. So there, I think for people who've been around a long time, the culture change, I think, is more difficult sometimes. But the good thing is that people don't want to repeat that experience. And so I think that they really are embracing the tools. They are embracing the positive reinforcement. In many ways, it's a relief to be able to know that you can get help early on, and that there are a lot of smart people around in the Census Bureau who can help you if you collaborate. And it kind of relieves the burden for people. So I think there's a long institutional memory of what happened, and the challenge is really to put the positive reinforcements in place, because people don't want it to happen again, and they want to know that the management at the Census Bureau and the leadership doesn't want it to happen again, and is really helping people put a risk management, enterprise risk management system in place that will help with that.
We know the Office of Management and Budget is pushing all of government towards this enterprise risk management framework. Having been through it, and it's hard work, what is sort of the number one and two things that you tell others at other agencies?
So one, you have to have a long-term leadership commitment to doing this. It does not happen overnight, because it really does involve culture change, and culture change can take a long time. I've worked a lot in change management, and they sort of say you really don't see results for about 5 years if you want to have institutionalized change. So
I would say more than a presidential term.
Yes, that's right. So you have to be in it for the long term. And two, you really have to have leadership that's willing to kind of roll up their sleeves and get involved and work together. Like, just saying it and talking about it is not enough. You kind of have to walk the walk and put those incentives in place, move the resources around to address issues, and really, sort of overcome those. You know, people, a lot of times, they react badly to bad news. And so conditioning your managers to really be constructive about risk management, as opposed to punitive about identifying risks, I think is key.